Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Okay, I don't want to be a Grinch stealing Christmas cheer from moviegoers, but I gotta say, these mainstream December movies are a definite mixed bag. This week I'm looking at a detective action thriller, a disaster melodrama, and, a circus. Okay. So, The Impossible, directed by Jack Antonio Bayona. So, Mom and Dad, played by Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor, are spending Christmas at a luxury hotel on a small tropical Thai island with their three boys. Then, all of a sudden, a tsunami strikes. This is the Boxing Day tsunami, and they're all separated and swept away. Two teams, one headed by Mom, the other by Dad. They don't know if the others are still alive, but they hold out hope as they struggle to survive the odds and reunite. Will they survive? And will they ever meet again on this tiny, remote island where they're stranded? Okay, after some wicked opening disaster scenes with fantastic special effects, the rest of the movie consisted of the following. Mom? Mom? Lucas, where are you? Help! Is that you, Dad? Where's Dad? I think I see him over there. Henry, where's Henry? Is that you, Henry? Okay, and then there's a series of crowd scenes where they can't quite find each other, and then there's characters lying in hospital beds saying, I must hold on. I must hold on till I can see them again. And some bus station scenes where they keep missing each other. Okay, so I saw this at TIFF, and a lot of people loved this movie. They were raving about it. They thought it was so touching and moving. So what do I know? But I thought it was gluey and gooey, dreadful lump of treacle. Painful to watch. I really did not. The movie did not work for me. Next is Cirque du Soleil Worlds Away in 3D, directed by Andrew Adamson. Pretty young woman, played by Erica Linz, goes to the county fair and she makes eyes with a scruffy, carny roustabout. Turns out he's also an aerialist, a trapeze artist with the circus. But when she goes to see him perform, this daring young man, played by Igor Zaropov, falls off his flying trapeze. So she runs onto the ring to help him, but they both get sucked down into this rabbit hole vortex. And she spends the rest of the movie in this netherworld trying to find him. Okay, so much for the plot. Actually, this is a sort of a K-Tel medley of all the Cirque du Soleil shows floating around all the Las Vegases of the world. The acts range from extremely cool. So there's like people climbing on this giant metal boat swaying in midair. Suddenly the stage tilts and everyone slides off in this rush of sand to other scenes, which has these pervy Mongolian contortionists forming weird Kama Sutra-like body formations. Most of the movie is completely incomprehensible. So why is there a Yakuza with kabuki face makeup brandishing a metal hot pot as he sadistically tortures an acrobat? I don't have a clue. I don't know why. Why do they have all these people wearing top hats suddenly swarming across the stage and swaying to the music of Paul McCartney singing old, awful Beatles songs? Why? Why? I don't know why. I don't want to know why. Shoot me now. But the movie feels like a classic Broadway musical, but without the singing, dancing, acting, or plot. Seriously, the whole movie is a nonstop 3D IMAX spectacular, culminating in periodic orgasmic fountain bursts and fireworks. I guess it's for people who really love the show and they want to see it again. So they have all the cables and ropes on them so you can see that what they're doing is real. It's not a special effect. And between every scene, there's like this faint background applause so the audience knows they're supposed to clap there. And then at the end, they all get on stage in a big multi-bowing curtain call at the end. I think the movie theater, everyone's supposed to spring to their feet and cheer the screen, even though there's no one there. So I don't get it. Sounds like I hate it. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. It was cool eye candy. I just didn't get it. What was that? Next is Jack Reacher, directed by Christopher McQuarrie. So Jack Reacher is a hobo. He drifts aimlessly across America with just the shirt on his back. He's cold, he's emotionless, he's analytical, and he's physically indestructible. So what's he doing in Pittsburgh? Well, he's there to right a wrong. You see, he used to be an army police detective who always caught his suspects by the use of his perfect memory, dogged persistence, and his attention to minute details. And he notices on the news there's this crazed army sniper that he remembers from when he was in Iraq who just shot down five random strangers. So he gets there, but he ends up working as an investigator for the defense attorney, who's this equally stubborn woman, a young lawyer, who's investigating the case against her dad, who's the DA prosecutor. So did he really shoot them? And if so, why? Or is this another grassy knoll type conspiracy? So it's up to Jack to connect all the dots, to fight the shady figures conspiring behind the scenes. So like a cyborg-like killer, a shady Siberian cipher, a hidden mole in the ranks of the good guys somewhere. So, and he has to physically fend off all the thugs they hire to stop him. He has to protect the damsel in distress and fend off the bad guys, protect the innocent. Okay, I read the whole Airport paperback series, all 16 of them. The Jack Reacher's like another unofficial detective that I'm aware of, Zatto Ichi, the Japanese blind swordsman. So he's always never looking for trouble, but he always ends up finding it, and he never reveals his hidden strength until he has to. So books are interesting, violent mystery thrillers about this superhero-like character who's physically huge, 6'6", an intimidating Schwarzenegger-type guy. And I want to see how badly Tom Cruise, who's like 5'5", high-pitched voice, whiny voice, so I want to see him blow it. But he didn't. He didn't blow it. He pulled it off. He was great. Movie was great. It was interesting. It was suspenseful. Excellent car chases, shootouts, and not bad fist fights. And the international supporting staff, Brits Rosamund Pike as a lawyer, David Oyelowo as the cop, Aussie Jay Courtney is terrific as a psychopathic killer, and even Werner Herzog is in this movie. And everyone was great. Everything about it was good. Question is, what's with all these nut bars and their guns? What's with this gun culture? And are people going to go see a violent movie about a random sniper just a week after Newtown, Connecticut? Well, we'll soon find out. So The Impossible, Jack Reacher, and Cirque du Soleil Worlds Away all open today. Check your local listings. Also opening today is the great French drama Rust and Bone. Don't miss that one. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, every Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.